Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Good afternoon, all you Turnbuckle fans. QT Votes with you on another Friday, running the switchboard, while Steinguy is picking up the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan. Both Steinguy and the Taskmaster will be catching the Seattle Ferry, so I'm hoping they will be granted celebrity status to the bridge so that the Taskmaster can toot the foghorn and thus, by doing so, earn a spot in next week's Northwest Wrestler Rankings. Taking Steinguy's spot is honorary co-host, but he hasn't called in yet, Dave the Beast Barnett, winner of the now infamous, and should I say, steeped in lore, HPW Quattro Thumbtack match against masked lucha wrestler Budget Deficit. Now, today we are live with us. We have Diapola Debashi, and we also have supposed to have on the man from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Chief Atakula Kula. Currently, welcome to the show, Diapola Debashi. And Diapola, I hear that you have a guest with you, a wrestler named The Beast, and he has wrestled for WCW.
Yes, this. Another mother. I'm gonna learn. I can't say why I can't sleep with my mouth open tonight, but I just want to give a shout out to Steinguy and what's up, Kevin Sullivan. I got a beef with you. I have a beef with you. You know, I went to Rose City Wrestling. I kicked the crap out of that Seth Ludwig. Almost started a riot, and he even put me in the ranking.
Wow. So you have a beef with Steinguy.
No, I got a beef with you because I wasn't in the rankings for your pie.
Oh okay.
You name every brony on the list. But anyway, you got the man beef right here, Chicago and he those people are
well, now we usually start out the show with the.
He made a thousand pounds up at.
This is coming in very garbled. Well, now we usually start out the show with the standard question: how did you get started in this crazy business? But Diapola, we've already asked you that. Can I ask your guest in the ride around Chicago, The Beast, how he got started in this crazy business?
How did I get started in this crazy business?
Yes.
Long story, I'm going to make it short. I was studying to become a priest, but my grandmother was a huge wrestling fan, and the first match that I ever seen was the Nature Boy Ric Flair versus the American Dream Dusty Rhodes.
Woo! Woo!
And I fell in love with wrestling, and from there, I just loved the business.
Wow, okay. Now, did you yourself grow up in the Midwest?
Yes, born and raised.
Oh, wow, okay.
Born and raised in Compton. Oh, never mind.
I am Diapola. You have a remarkable singing voice.
Oh, don't even get B started.
Oh wow, okay.
I'm singing Ebony and Ivory tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go ahead.
Wow, okay.
Again, I'm a promo whore, so.
Wow. All right. Okay. Now is
we
it true
with
the
other beast, fake beast Barnett?
Yeah, I wanna talk to this Beast Barnett so-called character. I want to see how beastly he is, but compared to me, I'm the original Beast. He's just a pussy willow.
A pussy
willow?
Wow, well, I'm keeping a close eye to see if he's calling in. Yes.
See, I would say that I would say the word without the willow.
Yeah, I'm a pussy.
Now,
yeah.
Beast, we recently had, last Saturday, I went to the graduation of a local MMA up-and-coming fighter. He is the son of Turnbuckle Turmoil staff member Dimitri, who has ring announced for Diafola Dabashi. His son is Warrior Kid Zay, and
he's awesome. I love
from...
you. I love you, Zay. He's awesome. He's going to go do big. I'm sorry. Finish the question.
Oh, no problem. He just last Saturday, Mr. Beast, he graduated from Everett High School, and Diafola has seen this Warrior Kid Zay in action, and he was recently in Seattle last Saturday after he graduated at a TCW wrestling card. Now, at this card, we had the tag team, the Glory Holes, Dave Turner and Christopher Ryzik, and they called Warrior Kid Zay to the edge of the ring, and you think they were going to congratulate him on graduating from high school, but they kind of said, well, Warrior Kid Zay, we have seen you train throughout the years, and we have seen your wrestling matches at the high school and your MMA fights. Well, you're in the real world now, and we think you're going to fail. Well, what do you think about this trimming down or dressing down, as you will, of Warrior Kid Zay to prepare him for the real world by the tag team, the Glory Holes?
The Glory Holes? They sound like a gay tag team. Somebody must take it up the ass if they call themselves the Glory Holes.
Well,
speaking of asses,
Kid Hala, let him intimidate you. From what you're saying, sound like he has an outstanding background. Just go in there, just tell him to stick his foot in their glory hole. It seems like they're famous for their tag team. You know, maybe they like tag teaming. You know, they're looking for some fresh new holes to poke. I don't know.
Well, Mr. Beast, he got a scholarship to Division II school, University of Dubuque in Iowa.
Okay.
Is Iowa pretty close to where you call home?
Yes, it is. Iowa's about a 3-hour maximum drive for me.
That's where Chief lives.
Yep, Chief Alakulakula is from Iowa.
Oh, okay, how close is he to Dubuque?
To Dubuque? That I really can't say, and I don't know that distance-wise. But I know if I'm driving from Chicago to Dubuque, it's probably about a 4.5-hour drive for me.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, Mr. Beast, since this is your first time on our show, I get to
you
ask
don't have
you
to
this
call me. You don't. No, please, hold on. Don't call me Mr. Beast. Just call me Beast. I'm not that old. Just call me Beast.
Oh, okay.
And don't call me for dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, Beast, what's the hardest knife-edge chop you have ever received in the ring? That's one of our standard questions.
Knife-edge chop? Well, the first chop I ever received was from, there's two actually, Nature Boy Ric Flair himself, and the second one was, God rest his soul, Chris Benoit.
Wow, when did you receive this chop from Chris Benoit?
Oh, geez. Now you want to see how old I really am, huh? I remember I was in Canada when I had wrestled Chris Benoit. He chopped me, and I think I shirred myself.
Were you working for WCW then?
Yeah. Yeah, if you ever got chopped by Chris Benoit, yeah, like I said, when he chopped me, I think I shirred myself because I felt something running down the back of my leg.
Oh, my.
Is that a
gun?
Is that... Oh, never mind.
Now, how would you compare that with the chop you received from Ric Flair?
It numbed me. It numbed me, but as time went by, you know, the body got used to it. But after Chris Benoit chopped me, I think he rebust my cherry again.
Wow. All right. Now, Dr. Foley, you have seen this wrestler budget deficit throughout the Northwest. He even got into the ring at Uncle Sam's Tavern in Spanaway with Coach Mike Jones. How do you think budget deficit would have would he have survived that chop by maybe Ric Flair?
Yeah, I don't think so. These guys now they saying, oh, they can chop, but my grandmother can chop harder than them, and she's been deceased for 20 years.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, now, Beast, it looks like Chief Attacula on July 9th will be in action for Kansas City Extreme Wrestling in singles competition against a wrestler known as the Bully Smasher, Shannon Reed. Do you know anything about this Bully Smasher, Shannon Reed, and if you have been in touch with Chief Attacula on how he's been training for this Shannon Reed?
Well, I'm going to say this. I have all faith in Chief because Chief and I are the newly crowned UIWA Tag Team Champions.
Yeah!
So
wow, now who did you get that championship from?
In Westland, Michigan at TWA, Takedown Wrestling Alliance.
Wow,
yeah.
All right. All right. Well, now, Beast, do you have a wrestling background in high school yourself?
Actually, no. I actually played defensive tackle in high school.
Wow. Now, did you play all 4 years?
Yes, I did.
All right. I'm going to guess as a freshman, you weighed 250 pounds as a freshman.
No, I was 180 pounds, very thick country boy. I have country background, but born and raised in the city.
Born and raised in Compton.
Well, now, let me see now.
Born and raised in Compton. I just like easy eat.
Well, Compton, wow. I myself am from the mean streets of Kelso, Washington. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to point out.
Would it throw rose petals or something at you or throw spitballs at you? Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, by drive-by spitball?
Well, you know, Beast, I'd like to tell you that back in 1979, I belonged to a vicious street gang named the Vente Lattes. We were named after an extra-large coffee.
Oh.
Yes.
So who was the creamer and who was the sugar?
Well, we were like a mixed-race gang, yes, which was very rare back in 1979 in Washington State. Yes.
I heard you like a guave.
A guave? Oh, okay. Well, mostly you find that in Puerto Rico. Yes, Puerto Rico, a guave, pure guave. Which begs the question, Beast, have you ever wrestled in Puerto Rico like Diafula Debashi and Chief Attacula? They've wrestled in Puerto Rico.
Yes, I have. I've wrestled in Puerto Rico. I'm not going to name the company I wrestled for because they're no longer in history. But I've had my experience in Puerto Rico. And out there in Puerto Rico, everyone calls me the next Abdullah the Butcher out there.
Wow. Holy smokes. Now, Beast, I believe, wasn't it Bruiser Brody that died in Puerto Rico?
Yes, it was.
Have you read any of Bruiser Brody? Didn't Bruiser Brody write several books before he died?
Yeah, he wrote several books. He also wrestled in the Illinois area for SICW, for Herb Simon.
Did you ever see Bruiser Brody in action yourself?
No, I've never seen him. I've never seen him live, but I've always seen his matches against Abdullah, and they were pretty brutal and bloody.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, Daya Fuller, in 1999, Mick Foley wrote in his memoir, Have a Nice Day, wrote his memoir, Have a Nice Day, topped the literary charts and made the New York Times best-selling number one slot. Do you hope to follow in Mick Foley's footsteps and write your own bestseller? And if so, what would it be called?
What would it be called?
Was that for me or Beast?
Oh, that was for both of you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I would call it Dumbasses in Business.
Call mine, Peel the Potato and Eat Beast Potato Salad.
Oh. Oh, okay.
For the people in the biz.
Now, Beast, I myself was somewhat of a cook. I was a cook on many Coast Guard ships. Is it true that you're eating potato salad right now as you're traveling in a car in fairly high heat?
Actually, no.
We ate it all already.
We ate it all already. So there's like maybe 2 spoons left.
It was really good when we pulled over and I saw that, what's her name, and
what? You mean you got pulled over by a state trooper? Wow. All right. Holy smokes. All right, well, Diapola, it might interest you that I was recently at your alma mater, Mount Tahoma High School, in May for the state championships in track and field. What's that?
Did you see my brick by the door, Diapola Debashi, pro wrestler?
I didn't see that.
If you go by the entrance, there's a brick in the wall. Yep. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, now I was by where they throw the javelin and that chain link fence, and there was a wall with many bricks in it.
Okay, yeah. What about Mount Tahoma?
Oh, well, I was at the AA and single-A state track meet. And, Diapola, I have always been on a quest to combine track and field with Northwest Wrestling. I have approached Tex Thompson at Blue Collar Wrestling and have asked if I could high jump the bottom ring rope at intermission. I also asked if I could build a plywood ramp leading from the North Portland Eagles entrance down to the ring, so I could pole vault over the top rope with a specially modified 8.5-foot pole. I told Tex that if he granted permission for this project, that either you or the Beast would be the track referee, and if I cleared the top rope without too much wiggle, either you or the Beast could raise a white clearance flag. My question is, will you also put in a word to Tex Thompson to convince him that I should be able to set up this plywood runway and a special planter's box for the pole?
Fuck no! Because they would not because of you, it's because of them. They don't even talk to me.
What? Have you had a falling out with BCW?
I got pulled there.
Did you have a fallout with Tex Thompson and BCW?
No, not a fallout, but if you listen to that one episode years back when me and Chief left BCW and we promised we wasn't going to talk about it again, the people there are cool and everything, but too much politics. It's just weird. It's just a weird situation. I wish them all the luck, but I wouldn't fuck them with your dick.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I would kind of grant you permission if you could, yes. Just kidding there. You know my views on transgender robots of the future. Yes. Transgender robots.
Yes, and they're pretty sexy. And speaking of that, since they're made from Japan, you know who I have a crush on and might be my next wife?
Who's that?
What's her name from NXT? Oxa.
Oh, I'm not familiar with this lovely lady.
Yeah, me too. Beast is like...
Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, all right. Well, shoot. I do hope to work with you, Beast, if I do happen to build this plywood ramp. It doesn't have to be at Blue Collar Wrestling. Maybe it could be at a wrestling venue in Iowa where I could clear the top ropes of the wrestling ring near you, because the standards and the crossbar is already set up. That's combining pole vaulting and track and field.
Well, if you really want to follow me, you can go to my Facebook fan page under the Wild Man Beast and check out some of my YouTube videos on my YouTube channel at Beast369420. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Hey, QT, if you want something to write about, also, be sure to plug Beast's social media thing and come to Rose City Wrestling. I'll hook you up there, and you'll have some. You're going to give me 10 pies, too, and I'll get you pole vaulting over the top rope. He'll do it for you. It's a six-sided ring, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. That'd be great, because I could try six clearances. See, all I'd have to do is hook up hydraulics beneath the ring, and each time I would clear the top rope with clearance or maybe just slight wiggle, and say, Diafola, if you could watch me clear that and raise a white flag if I did clear the top rope, well, I'd go to another side of the ring, and the hydraulics would up the ring by, let's say, 6 inches, and I'd try for another higher height. This would be great.
Hey, QT, can you hold on
yes.
a sec? Maybe we could get Chief on three-way.
Oh, well, I can't I'm not sure of his number, and he hasn't called in yet.
I could call him right now.
Call him right now. Yes, I will wait.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. Gee, this has never happened before. I should hit some music, but I'm not sure. I think that would screw up the whole thing, so I will remain silent. Yes. Okay.
Hey, Chief, that dork, QT. Oh, I'm sorry, we switched over. Oh, my bad. I got Chief for you.
Hey, Chief is on. Okay. Hi, Chief. QT here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Now, Sign Guy is on assignment. He had to pick up the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, and at this moment they're probably transversing Puget Sound, and hopefully the Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, is tooting the foghorn. That's what I'm hoping. Yes.
We can only hope.
I hear that. Now, Chief, what is this singles competition you have coming up? For Kansas City Extreme Wrestling. You're wrestling the Bully Smasher, Shannon Reed, on July 9th?
Yeah, Shannon Reed. It should be an interesting match considering I haven't been back down there for, I think last year was maybe October was last time I was down there. But we're actually both fan favorites down there, so that should be an interesting match. I was kind of surprised with the matchup. Considering we're both fan favorites, but looking forward to returning to Kansas City Extreme Wrestling. They run on a Sunday down there at the Alamo Draft House, and they get a huge crowd down there. It's amazing for a Sunday late afternoon.
Well, now have you wrestled with Shannon Reed before?
No, I've never wrestled him before. I've met him once the last time I was down there, so I'm not really familiar with him, but I've watched a little video of him already, and like I said, I've met him and seen him once down there live, so kind of know somewhat what to expect. He's fairly new. He's only been wrestling, I think, for about a year and a half at this point.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Chief, I just explained to Diafola about my dream of combining track and field with wrestling. Diafola, can you fill in the Chief about my plans? And it doesn't have to be at BCW, of setting up a pole vault runway and how I plan to combine track and field with wrestling. Can you fill the Chief in on that? Oh, I don't think Diapola wants to, Chief. But, Chief, I have always wanted to combine track and field with wrestling, and I'm thinking of setting up a plywood ramp so I could pole vault with a modified 8-foot-long pole and pole vault over the top rope of various wrestling rings. Do
well,
you think
know,
I would
–
I would. What's that?
I said track and field is part of professional wrestling last time. I don't know if you saw the match with me from last month in Des Moines with this Cougar Hunter Austin South, but I actually had to chase him a lap or two around the ring outside the ring to catch him. So, you know, that was somewhat of a track and field event.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would do you think you ran 80 yards? That's my question, 80 yards.
I don't know. I guess a 16 or no, an 18-foot wrestling ring. I don't know. What do you think? Two laps around an 18-foot wrestling ring probably wasn't 80 yards, was it?
Wow. All right.
Maybe it'd be the equivalent of a 50-yard dash. I don't know.
Hello.
Wow. All right.
Hello.
Well, getting back to your football playing days in high school, you said that you weighed right around 260 as a freshman. I'm thinking you went up to 270 as a sophomore.
What the hell are you talking about?
Come on, you said you played defensive tackle all 4 years in high school.
Like tossed salad and Beast's potato salad.
You tossing Beast's salad? Well, you sick. You like that chocolate meat, huh?
I'm going to guess you did go 270 in high school, yes, as a defensive tackle. Oh, okay. Well, Diapola, I went to your Facebook page, and I clicked on DeBossi's radio takedown, episode 126, and I noticed that for your entrance music, you had Diana Ross's Hot Stuff as your broadcast entrance music. While this is a pretty good choice, I think you could do better. At this moment, I'd like to extend an offer to you that you let me and Chief Atakulakula sing a duet for the opening of Radio Takedown.
Okay, go ahead. Do it right now.
Can I make some suggestions that you might want to hear the duet that I proposed to Chief Atakulakula that we sing?
Go ahead.
How about if Chief Atakulakula and I sing Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang by Ted Nugent?
Is he not familiar with that song? Or is he just not familiar with Poon Tang? I don't know.
He might not be familiar with Poontang, yes.
I think so.
Okay, I'm taking Chief is going to balk on that. Well, how about Don't Eat the Yellow Snow by Frank Zappa? How about that one?
Well, DeBossi? Is he still on with it?
I think DeBossi's kind of speechless. Okay, how about Mama's Got a Squeeze Box by The Who? How about that?
Hello?
I think he's back. I don't know where he was.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yes. Hello,
yeah,
I think we had another guest, yes.
Okay.
Do what? We're going to get popped.
Hello, yo, did we have a conference call? I thought I heard a female voice.
So did I. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what he's doing. Hello?
Do you have a conference?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? You guys there? We're cut off.
Oh, I think Diapole is fading in and out, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Well, Diapole, how about if Chief Atakulakula and I do a duet for your radio takedown instead of Diana Ross?
Well, that was an opening. I just played that for the hell of it. That wasn't our opening song. I just wanted to play it. That wasn't our intro. I just randomly threw a song out there.
Oh.
By a podcast called Eddie Gilbert, and
I put it on. Well, Dave, would you be open to the suggestion of a permanent opening song for Radio Takedown by Chief Atakulakula and myself?
Only way I'll let you do it. If you let Chief Atakulakula stink face you and you sing a tune in his ass cheeks.
Sounds hey, kind Rocky of iffy. Classic did it. Rocky Classic did it, and he has a podcast.
Come on.
Hey, Rocky Classic. He was on the last episode. Well, yeah, you heard it, Tuti. You hear what I said? He's the only man that, you know, took Chief Steak Face and survived, but he liked it.
Boy, that's pretty rough. I'll think about
and
that.
He's got his own podcast now, so see, it's been very successful for him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's that podcast called by Rocky Classic?
Actually, I don't, do you know, Kibashi, do you know the name of it? I don't know what it's actually called. He tagged me in his first episode the other day, but I haven't listened to it. I don't know what it's called. Hello?
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't think Kibashi's with us on this segment for some reason.
Hello.
I think when you're traveling down the freeway, you do hit dead spots. Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm on the same freeway he is because we're getting ready to meet each other here in like 5 minutes, so we should be in the same area, really. I guess, but I don't know.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, Chief, how long have you been doing chatting with the Chief? And what was your inspiration for doing this show?
I started in January. I haven't had a new episode in a few weeks. It was weekly, but there's been so much going on. I know I've been running repeat. I need to do some new episodes. But I've been doing it since January of this year. And times have been an issue, but I don't do it live. I try to record it on my schedule, which is tough, and then my guest schedule, which is always tough. KWIS 88.3 FM out of Spokane, Washington asked me to do it, so that's why I started doing it.
Oh, okay. So you're affiliated with
it airs on the radio there on station in Spokane on Thursdays, and then right after that it goes up on the Kibashi Radio Takedown Network and on iTunes and all that. But yeah, so like immediately after it airs. You know, on the radio
station.
That's the way we got set up.
Oh, all right.
Hey, QT.
Well, Chief, are there three interviews that stick out in your mind that went extremely well and you go back and listen to? Three interviews.
What's one of my interviews that I did with somebody?
Well, what are your favorite three interviews with chatting with a Chief, ones that stand out?
I would say probably one with Kevin, with the Taskmaster. Kevin Sullivan was one of my favorites. And then the one with Madman Pondo was good. And then a lesser-known wrestler that worked with me a lot in the Midwest in the past, he's not wrestling now, and he's had some cancer issues and stuff. He hasn't wrestled for a couple of years because he's had a couple bouts with cancer. But Sergeant Murdoch, who I used to work with quite a bit. I did a show with him, and I'm going to do a second one. And we just talked about some of our memories of working with each other and against each other and different stuff that we experienced on the road in the past. And we had, for some reason, my few years I worked with him a lot, there were so many funny stories from that period. And so we did an episode, and it just flew by because I can only be an hour on the radio station I'm on. And we recorded like an hour and 45 minutes and didn't even tell half the stuff we wanted. And I had to edit it down and condense it from that. And so we're going to do a second episode. I actually probably could have made two episodes out of the one recording. I probably should have. But, we just had so many funny road stories and so many funny things in the ring and just different stories. So that was definitely ended up being what I consider.
Well, Chief, we had on Sir Oliver Humperdinck on Turnbuckle Turmoil before he passed. Well, who would be some of the wrestlers that you would have loved to have on your show, but they passed away? Maybe Roddy Piper? Oh, I think we lost the Chief. Diafula, are you still there? Diafula? Oh, looks like we have lost both guests. Yes. Oh, Diafula, are you still there? I'll wait a couple minutes. Yes. Looks like we have dropped the caller from the 253 area code, Diafula. Okay, well. Boy, this is terrible. Okay, I'm going to wait for a couple minutes. Maybe he'll just call back in. Maybe he was going over under an underpass. Yes. Okay. I'll wait. Well, I could probably play a song. Yes. This has never happened before. Okay. I'm keeping close watch on the microphone box. Here we go. That wasn't really my favorite. I'll try another one. Keeping a close eye on Diafula's number. Okay, here we go. Well, brand new intro. What's that? Okay. Oh, that is our intro. Okay, never mind. How about the same? Oh, no. Okay. Boy, that take a long time to stop. Okay. I'm going to have to work on some more songs. Okay, let me scroll down here. Diafula is still dropped the call here. Okay. We do have good notifications on this switchboard. Caller 253 is right. It popped up immediately. Yes, okay. Very nice graphics that we have. Well, I've kind of run out of songs. How about Chainsaw JoJo? Yes, here we go. Boy, that's terrible. It's really nothing. Okay, well, let me see. We don't have any more guests, and Beast Barnett has not called in. So here was one of my questions. Okay, yes. Okay, Chief, we just had the... I can't really... Well, okay, stamina because go to that earth. Well, Chief, we just had the NBA draft, and a typical draft pick would go like this. With the fifth pick in the NBA draft... The Philadelphia 76ers select Kofi Kingston out of Jamaica. What do you think of this pick? Well, they get a 6'5 point guard who was fifth. Oh, now he has dropped it. Okay. Who was fifth in the SEC with steals per game, and he connected on 90% of his free throws. He needs to work on his stamina because sometimes the coach would have to rest him in the fourth quarter. He has the ability to pass the ball. Diafola, suppose there was a Northwest draft of wrestling referees, and Blue Collar Wrestling just selected. Oh, wait a second. Here we go. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, we got you back on.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have to cut off. The phone's about to die.
Oh, for some reason, the switchboard said that you had dropped the call, and then I clicked on the microphone, and you came back on.
The call dropped, and we called you right back on, and we heard everything you said, and we were like, QT, QT, and we heard you play the music and everything. We were on for like two minutes.
Okay.
My phone's about to die, and I'm trying to get a hold of Chief now. How much longer is the show on?
Five more minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll probably have to end it here. My phone is going to die. It's on like 5%.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'm just going to have to remind Sign Guy about this. If a caller, blah, 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 has dropped in the blue parentheses, I'll tell him about that. It's something that I've never seen before. Okay. All right, well, good luck, Fuller. Yes.
All right, say, hope we did okay. We weren't too crazy.
Good luck, and thank you for bringing the Beast on with you.
Oh, yeah, Beast right here.
No problem. Anytime.
I hope we weren't too crazy.
Okay. I think you will. Something happened again, although you do have a red mic. Okay, well,
hello?
Thank you. And well, I'll just hit chains for JoJo here. Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, wait a second. I'll stop that. Change anything. Well, that's a swirly thing. Okay. We will now fade off into the sunset with another Turnbuckle Show. Yes.